Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Wow. It is good to see each and every one of you. If you don't know who I am and all of you online, God's peace be with you. And you know, you don't have to adjust your TV. This is not Pastor Dan. He wears a tie. My name is Pastor Mike Duchesne, and it is my honor and my privilege to be with you. If you are a guest or a visitor with us this morning, a special welcome to you. Since you don't know who I am anyway, so that's okay. I can make mistakes. You won't know. Good to see some friends here from an old church. It's wonderful to gather together today. And you threw me in the deep end of the pool, right? Pentecost Sunday? Here we go. Well, before we begin, let's open with a word of prayer. Almighty God, we thank you so much for this opportunity to gather. And Lord, as we gather together today on this very special church holiday, this very special day in which we learn about the Spirit who came in to our hearts on this day many years ago. Lord, open up our hearts and our minds to your word this morning, and we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Once again, welcome to all of you here and all of you online. I guess we could probably start the message today by me saying, happy birthday. Okay, that didn't go over well. Some of you are sitting here going, okay, the new guy's lost it already. Well, you're probably wondering whose birthday is it? Well, actually, it's all of our birthdays today. Today is not just the birthday of Cross of Christ Lutheran, but the entire church body around the world. Because today is Pentecost Sunday. Well, I know you're really excited. Does this day fill you with joy and happiness? Do you have a planned celebration? Are the neighbors and the family coming over for a barbecue a little bit later to celebrate Pentecost Sunday? No? Or perhaps maybe you are like King George III of England. Because in contrast to this, it was July 4th, 1776. The Continental Congress had just signed the Declaration of Independence. And with this action, the American Revolution was launched and a new nation was born. But it's kind of ironic that on this very day, King George III, the King of England, wrote in his diary, nothing of any really great importance happened today. Okay. Well, I'll circle back to that in a minute because I want you to go with me now just for a little journey. We're going to go back a couple thousand years to that first Pentecost Sunday. See, there was about 120 of Jesus' followers that gathered with him in the holy city of Jerusalem. They didn't have a clue what was about to happen. We read about this in Acts chapter 2, that Acts chapter 2, and divided tongues as of fire appeared. Now, we heard this in the reading earlier, that tongues of fire landed on them. They had no clue as to the magnitude of what was happening, because it was on this day, in that action, the church was born. So, happy birthday. Make more sense now? Okay. But again, ironically, there wasn't a single historian of the time that really saw anything significant and recorded any of the event. So you look at that, and I guess over the years, for many, nothing much has changed. Because unfortunately, for many Christians, the events of Pentecost, that is, the very act of God's Holy Spirit coming to this earth, into the hearts of all mankind. For many Christians, it's kind of like what King George said, nothing of any great importance happened today. However, today we gather as the body of Christ. We come here and celebrate, as they are doing all over the world today, and celebrate the coming of God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit. So in essence, today we celebrate the birth of the church, but more importantly, we celebrate the unity of the body of believers. That's us. But for many, I understand, had you not come to church, had you not opened up your devotional this morning, had you not looked at the church calendar on the website, you might not even have known that today was one of the major festivals of the church. But in reality, today is, to us as the body of believers, the church, a very important day. And we're going to dig into this a little bit more because many of us really don't grasp this concept. But still, for some unknown reason, this day, this church holiday, goes by almost unnoticed by so many people around the world. And why is that? I mean, perhaps the Holy Spirit, for many, almost seems like the unknown God, right? The divine myth, if you will. Because after all, we all know God the Father, right? The great I am, the creator of all things. We got a good bead on that. We also really understand Jesus, God the Son, Logos, the Word, the one who was born in a manger, the one who died on a cross for our sins, the one who rose on Easter Sunday. Yeah, we all know him. But what about the lesser known, the lesser understood part of the Trinity, God the Holy Spirit? Well, next week, excuse the shameless plug commercial, next week is Trinity Sunday. So we're going to really unpack the Trinity next week. So if you got any questions, call Tristan. So no, but we're really going to unpack this next week and really kind of jump into what the Trinity is all about. But why do we have such a difficult time getting a handle on what the Spirit of God is? I think it's maybe because we don't understand exactly what happened 2,000 years ago. Or maybe talking about the Spirit is not as amazing as to talk about a baby born in a manger. That is where angels were singing. Angels were appearing to the shepherds in the field. Wise men come with gifts from the east. Or maybe we don't get as excited about Pentecost Sunday like we do, for example, like at Easter, because basically there's nothing to do. I mean, think about it. There's no eggs to color. You're probably not going out and buying new clothes. Kids aren't having a little drama about the empty tomb. And let's face it. I mean, think about this. Neither Target nor Macy's or even Gardner White, who has a sale for everything, they're not even having a 48-hour weekend Pentecost sale. But Pentecost is important, friends, because it's here where the Spirit of God himself came to this earth into our hearts. And it is the same Holy Spirit, the same Spirit of God, which together created the earth that comes to us on Pentecost. It is the same Holy Spirit that comes into our lives through the holy waters of baptism. It is the same Holy Spirit that remains in us as we grow in our faith, as we learn about God, as we understand that Jesus loves us to the point that he would go to a cross and give that life for you and for me. Yes, it is the same Spirit that we read about in Titus chapter 3. He saved us, certainly not because of anything we did, not any righteousness on our part, but by his own mercy, by the washing and the renewal, the regeneration of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, friends, is calling us to worship, calling us to service, gathering us together as the church body, as the body of Christ, the body of believers. It is the same Holy Spirit that sanctifies us, one of those big church words that we'll talk about next week, but sanctifies the entire church on earth and keeps us, friends, in Christ Jesus, the one true faith. And this all happens day in and day out of our lives. The Spirit is quietly at work in our lives every day, in all that we do, every day. The Holy Spirit brings His power into our lives in a quiet and discreet way. You know, when I was in confirmation class, about 6 years ago, yeah. What are you laughing at? I didn't understand this, and perhaps many of you don't. I know a lot of my last confirmation class that I taught, the same thing. So I kind of go back to what worked for me. I remember our pastor teaching this concept about explaining the Holy Spirit way back when. He said the Holy Spirit is like a good pair of holy glasses. Anybody here wear glasses or sunglasses? Now, you know, now bear with me because this is kind of a stretch, but it really made sense once he explained it. Because if our eyeglasses or our sunglasses fit comfortably, you hardly know they're there, right? Don't even feel them. They're there not to be noticed, but enable us to notice. They are not to be seen, but rather they are to be seen through. The Spirit inside of us goes about His work quietly. Most of the time, we don't even know that the Spirit is there. But friends, the Spirit is there in your life. He's guiding you. He's leading you. He's allowing you to see the world around you through the eyes of God. The Spirit of God fills our lives daily so that we might grow to be the kind of people that God has designed us to be. That is, people who look at the world differently. People who see the world, how it's filled with the power and the majesty of God. People who see to the needs of others, like the Luke Clinic. People who are faithful to the calling of God to love Him and to love our neighbors as ourselves. Friends, we in Christ are Spirit-filled people. Our gospel lesson this morning, Jesus speaks to that in John chapter 15. But when the Helper comes, and your version that you're used to might say that when the Counselor comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of Truth, who proceeds from the Father, and He will bear witness to me. See, in this context, Jesus was talking to His disciples, almost like a little sermon that Jesus was giving, but it was meant to give them strength and give them courage, because there was a lot going on. Because on the day of Pentecost, these words of Jesus were fulfilled. And the disciples were at that point able to face, without fear, a hating world. Maybe some of you are experiencing that now. A world which would persecute them, a world which would kill most of them for their faith. Jesus told His disciples, and us here in verse 26, when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, is the Spirit of Truth. If I get the privilege of preaching here more often, you'll find that I often will go back to the original language in the Greek. I love how the Greek language paints with a much broader stroke for particular words, and we're looking at one right here. Pastor Rob, last week, Casper, kind of took a little bit of my thunder away when he talked about this particular Greek word, the paraclete. Remember that last week, Pastor talked about that? That's the Greek word here for helper or counselor. But why that's important and why I bring that up, because in the Greek, the word literally means someone who will stand at your side. Someone who's got your back. Someone who is there to guide you and protect you. That's who this is, the Spirit that Jesus is talking about sending. He will guide you and he will testify the Spirit of truth to who Jesus is, and the Trinity. He will lay that out for you. That three in one, that Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Anybody else confused about that whole concept? Go ahead, you can, yeah, thank you. Got one, two honest people here. No, but it is confusing. I mean, three in one, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. I'm a pretty simple guy. I don't really, not the sharpest tool in the shed, as the saying goes, but so I remember how Martin Luther taught this. And I just love how he just kind of makes it simple to understand the Trinity. God, the Father, he's the speaker. God, the Son, is the Word, the Logos. And God, the Holy Spirit, he is the means on which he brings the Word to us. Help us to remember, help us to apply what Jesus taught us. He would give us the confidence. He would give us the courage to boldly proclaim our faith. So on Pentecost, Jesus kept his word, as he always did, by the way, by sending them the Holy Spirit. And through the Holy Spirit, they no longer needed to hide behind locked doors. They had the confidence boldly proclaim the gospel of Jesus. So friends, this Holy Spirit is our paraclete, our helper as well, working through the Word and through the sacraments. The Holy Spirit testifies to exactly who we are in Christ Jesus. And through God's Word, the Holy Spirit will hold up, we call that the mirror of truth. We see that we are sinners, and we see that we are in need of a Savior. And friends, this is truth worth sharing. These are the things that we need to be telling those that we know. But so many, we don't share our faith. I don't know, maybe because we're afraid. You've all heard this one, well, I don't talk about politics and religion. Anybody ever say that before? Guilty. Yeah. So let me ask you a question. How many of you, on a regular basis, share your faith with friends and family? How many of you, at work, or in school, in your neighborhood, even know that you're a Christian? The truth is that we don't do this very well on our own, do we? But take heart, as Jesus says. The Holy Spirit is the one who gives us the strength and the courage to share his word, to which is also called faith. Faith. We read this in Romans chapter 10. How does faith come? By, we've got to have somebody tell us, right? You may be the only gospel somebody hears. You. So let me just kind of tie this all together, bring it to a close. Yes, the day of Pentecost is the birthday of the church, excuse the air quotes. In fact, 2,000 years ago, on this day, there were over 3,000 baptized. How cool is that? Now, I'm not saying that the Holy Spirit has that plan for us here across the Christ, but that would be cool, wouldn't it? A little over time, Tristan, next day, if we do that 3,000 baptism, you're going to help. We're going to get multiple stations. 3,000. But he does promise that his word would not return empty. That is so important. Simply put, this church, his church, will grow because not even the powers of hell can stop us. The disciples had, if they had not stood in Jerusalem and preached the gospel of Jesus, who knows what would have happened. So my prayer this morning, friends, and going forward, with God's help, Cross of Christ Lutheran can continue to grow and become one of the most significant churches in this area, sharing the love of God and sharing the Word of God with everyone that we meet. So my prayer this morning is that the Holy Spirit will give us strength to share His love, to share His Word, to share with others the simple message of what Jesus has done and what He has promised to do for us. Amen. Friends, let's pray. Divine Spirit, on this Pentecost Sunday, we gather before you with hearts open wide, seeking the warmth of your presence and the guidance of your wisdom. Just as the disciples once waited in anticipation, we too await the outpouring of your Spirit upon us. Grant us, O Lord, the courage to embrace the flames of transformation, to be consumed by the fire of your love, and to emerge purified and renewed. Empower us, Lord, to be instruments of your peace, agents of justice, and beacons of hope in a world longing for your light. Lord, as we celebrate the birth of your church today, ignite within us a fervent desire to build communities in compassion where all are welcome, cherished, and valued. May our lives reflect the unity and the diversity of your kingdom, and may our words and our deeds bear witness to the transformative power of your Holy Spirit. We pray this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.